Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. The glory of the Lord available to every person. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we're so grateful for to belong to you. Just knowing you. We cannot put our gratefulness into words. Precious Jesus, reveal yourself to us and your glory. We give this to you. We let it go and just give it to you. We let ourselves, our old nature, go because we know if we do that, we can find you. Amen. A quick apology on previous messages. I know they have not been edited and you might call them organic. I'm just want to get these out as soon as possible to anyone who will listen. And so I apologize for the, you know, I've been clearing my throat and things like that. It's the winter where I live and it's not great weather and everything. So I'm kind of, please do say a prayer for my overall health. But yesterday's message, the anointing, I want to just look at what Jesus said that's recorded in Luke 4, 18 and 19. And he was quoting Isaiah, this glorious portion, when it begins with, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." So let me first emphasize, though, the glory of the Lord, when someone meets him, everything else disappears and they will only want him. They will find the answer. It's not just enough. It's not enough. Reinhard Bonnke said this. It's not enough to be a Christian, a so-called Christian, to be a, you know, to say that, you know, someone says, "Oh yes, I believe in." It's not even enough to say, "I believe in Jesus Christ." There's a scripture says the demons believe he's Jesus Christ. They know that he's, you know, they're not saved. It's a face-to-face encounter with the glorious Lord Jesus. How wonderful this is. How glorious, just beyond glory. And he puts everything in the right place. He makes everything right. We find all those things that we were in love with, he puts them in their right place. And he becomes everything to us. Amen. So we could stop the message now because it's meeting him. And then when someone meets him, they just naturally want to do everything, serve him, seek him, worship him. Amen. Intercede when he wants us to intercede. Learn from him. Yes, study the scriptures. Be in fellowship with others, even when they treat us bad. It's another opportunity for us to put the love of God into action. So glorious. Let's intercede right now. We pray, Father God, for Israel. We know that Israel is your beloved. And we pray that laborers, send out laborers, Holy Spirit, to Israel, to the surrounding, you know, nations, to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, Israel, and just through the internet and through modern technology and in person, every which way, send out laborers to win the Jewish people to Jesus Christ. Amen. Quickly, there are 7 results of the anointing that Jesus revealed here. And the very first thing, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," we can say that all because of Jesus Christ. We have the same Holy Spirit. That's the reality, but also an unspeakable mystery that we have the same Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ had. And in fact, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. Amen. because he has anointed me. To preach the gospel to the poor. And I believe that that is the poor in spirit, possibly the poor materially also, but the poor in spirit are the ones who we preach to and who receive it. If somebody doesn't have, poor in spirit means a spiritual beggar, they want spiritual answers, they are desperate to find spiritual answers. That's who God goes to. Not if someone doesn't have a hunger for those things, well, they miss out. Okay, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The Greek for this is interesting. It says, he has commissioned me, sent me, to be healing to the ones having been crushed in heart. Some translations say, freedom for the prisoners. Well, healing for the... Let me correct this. Let me go to some of these other translations. Well, some translations surprisingly don't have... we can skip over that. I looked at some various translations. One of them does say broken hearts in two words. The New King James says brokenhearted. The original Greek, a translation is the ones having been crushed in heart. So, you know, it's people who are downtrodden, crushed in heart, you know. And we see that, don't we? That most people who find Jesus Christ and receive the gospel, they've had something, perhaps a problem, a challenge, something bad has happened, a struggle, and that's caused them. We as humans often have to have that to come to God, don't we? If everything's going great, we often don't even have a care about the things of God, which is a dangerous place to be. Okay, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So we see this is all about deliverance and setting people free, set at liberty. To proclaim liberty is in there twice. There's of these seven results, two of them liberty. Healing. Giving sight also. So healing is specifically mentioned. If anybody ever doubts, well, is God a healing God? Well, right here in a foundational, you know, scripture that's Jesus quoting Isaiah, Jesus Christ himself, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and healing was, well, the first result is he's anointed me. Next one, preach the gospel to the poor. Next one, healing. Amen. And then to find the last one, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So just some thoughts of that, just some various thoughts about that. The main thing is he's the most glorious, most beautiful being, person in the universe. And his name is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit. If when we get down to the real heart of it, he's Jesus Christ unlimited, and he is in a very a deep mystery. We know that Jesus Christ is God. But yet separate, Jesus Christ is separate from the Father God. There's a deep, this is a glorious mystery. But when we're in Jesus Christ, we can, it's just this eternal revelation of what he offers, and his glory is the most wonderful. You might say, himself, the glory of the Lord is the Lord himself. And again, I'll finish with this. That's when someone meets him in that way, they find everything that a human being could ever want, need, long for, dream of, hope for. And all the wonderful things flow from that. Amen.